You're listening to SBS News.
Protests against racism in the United States have sparked conversations about police powers around the globe. Police departments are being criticised, and tech giants Amazon and Microsoft are banning police use of facial recognition software. The software aims to assist federal law enforcement to identify suspects, but can be inaccurate when it comes to race. Lizzie O'Shea, chair of Digital Rights Watch, says it lacks proper regulation.
This technology is really dangerous, and it's being implemented often without accountability. We know in Australia that various law enforcement agencies have used facial recognition technology that doesn't seem, in our view, to be appropriate oversight over that process. So until there's laws in place that properly regulate how it might be able to be used, we don't think it's safe for law enforcement to be using it.
Meanwhile, privacy advocates are continuing to express concerns about surveillance methods used to overcome COVID-19. In Australia, the federal government's COVID-safe tracking app triggered fears about personal data being stored on a central government database. The federal government states the app's information is encrypted and it doesn't collect location data. Graham Greenleaf is a professor of law and information systems at the University of New South Wales. He says the initial fears were justified.
You're carrying a surveillance system in your pocket, and it is a surveillance system run by the government, not run by a private company that just wants to sell you some more stuff. Unlike Facebook or Google, governments have coercive powers. They can arrest you. You can end up in prison for things that you do on the basis of evidence that's collected about you.
But a lot has happened since the app's release in April. The government finalised a COVID-safe bill, introducing a suite of measures protecting privacy. Former Privacy Commissioner of Australia, Malcolm Crompton, says the legislation is remarkable.
The government went to quite considerable lengths to say, this is the only data that will be collected. This is the only way in which it will be used. It's illegal to do anything else. It's protected against foreign interference. It's protected against police forces and national security people.
Mr. Greenleaf says there is still a lack of transparency from the government.
It collects every contact that you have with another person within the Bluetooth signal range of the phone at the time. So it collects a lot more information than ministers state.
Mr. Crompton agrees there is still work to do.
So the legislation is very good. It's whether the app leaks in terms of the security arrangements that are in the app at the technical level. It's whether the Privacy Commissioner has actually enough resources to enforce the law. The law itself is good. Implementation is possibly a bit more questionable.
More than 6 million Australians have downloaded the app since its release, but some are questioning the perceived slowing down of recent public messages about the app. President of Chatswood Chamber of Commerce, Stephen Huey, says he is concerned after a Melbourne protester tested positive to COVID-19.
Yeah, I thought the protesters and I guess the relaxing of the restrictions is a perfect opportunity for them to sort of promote the COVID-safe app again. Because that's the whole purpose of its design. Because nowadays when you go to a restaurant, you've got to leave the details. But having the app, that's what the app does. So it seems to be a lot of discussion at the start, but now that completely dropped off the radar.
And Mr. Crompton says the protests may reveal how effective the app actually is.
The recent demonstrations may actually prove to be quite a useful demonstration of either its utility or its lack of utility should there be a breakout of COVID as a result of the demonstration. So let's wait and see. Let's give it the benefit of the doubt.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.